Welcome to another episode of Lunch with Don and Yael. So, Don, what are you eating today?
Nothing.
Nothing? Are you on a diet or something?
Not by choice. To be honest, I'm trying to save money by buying less food.
Why?
Because I'm spending all my money on putting gas in my car and heating my home. The other day, I filled up my tank and spent over $50. And you don't even want to know how high my heating bills have been.
I hear you. We're all in the same boat. But check this out. Scientists at Arizona State University are working on a fuel cell that uses bacteria to produce energy from waste material, like sewage or pig manure.
You mean they can generate energy from garbage? Sounds like science fiction.
I know, but this is for real. It's kind of technical, but the basic idea is that bacteria are good at breaking down almost any kind of organic waste. They eat stuff like sewage and manure, essentially. And when they do, the waste material releases electrons. The so-called microbial fuel cell uses the freed electrons to generate electricity.
That sounds great. So where can I get one?
Nowhere yet. Microbial fuel cells are still in the early prototype stage. But one day they could make a huge difference. The researchers think that in time, the cells could produce around 25% of the world's energy demand and help reduce our use of fossil fuels.
But meanwhile, I'm starving.
Want to share my lunch?
That depends. What do you have?
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
Today's program was prepared by Jeremy Shear with help from Bruce Rittman at Arizona State University. There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. To get podcasts, click on the podcast button. For a moment of science, I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.